All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, so I'll just give a shout out to Katrina this morning. She braved into the world of assignments and turned an assignment in this week. So thanks for that. And so anyway, I know it's a little intimidating to do one. And then also, I sent Susie's assignment out. So anybody looking for an example of how to do an assignment, it's on the website, and it is also was sent out today. And I'm just going to read a paragraph from Benjamin's assignment this morning from Chapter 7, Acceptance. I think it's really good. You know, Benjamin says this: accept what needs to be done and do it. The key element is consistency all the time. The truth will always be truth. Just because we don't agree or understand the truth of this life does not change the fact that it is true. I was in disbelief for a long time. I didn't want to believe the fact that hell is real. And my actions daily were solidifying my place in eternity, an eternal address with a flaming road sign. I didn't want to believe or had enough faith to believe that Christ is the only way for me to avoid having hell as my forever home when life is over. And then he says this: outside of God's word, we are on our own. Outside of God's original blueprint, we are a creation of our own making. You know, I'll stop there, but just made me think back in my own history. And I'll just give you, in my testimony, I just can distinctly remember reading John 14:6. And, you know, Jesus says there, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. And I remember distinctly just going, well, it's either true or it's not. This isn't like, this is either a fairy tale or it's 100% absolute truth. So Jesus is either a liar or he is the Son of God. And I just remember coming to facing that I either accept that or I walk away from it. But I'd spent many years just looking for the God, as Benjamin puts it, we are a creation of our own making, or we find gods of our own making. We find gods that, well, we create gods that we can live up to the standards of, right? Isn't that what we do? Because the living God, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, you can never live up to the standard he sets. He says, therefore, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. It's like, oh my, I can never do that. So then we start making gods of our own making, and it just leads us nasty roads. But that acceptance, that one acceptance right there, when I accepted that truth as it was truth, it changed my life forever. Yeah, I got in a bunch of trouble, and I had to learn how to handle money, and I had to learn how to do a lot of things, because you could still get in a lot of trouble once you accept that basic truth. But even when I got into trouble, and then when I started hearing the truth of how I needed to get out of trouble, it was easier. I'll just say that. It was easier because I kept accepting. I kept coming back to the truth. And if we can always lean on the truth, there is always a way out. It may seem impossible, not easy, it's hard, inconvenient, all of those things. But there is a way, and God has a way for every one of us. And that's what we go into Chapter 8 today, integration. That's what I needed to learn. I needed to learn how to integrate the truth into every aspect of my life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together. We thank you for the opportunity to learn, to listen, to grow, to take notes, to do assignments, and to continue on with you. We thank you for today, for our life is but a breath. We're like that lily of the field. It grows, it flowers, and it fades away. Our lives are not much more than that, and yet they have deep meaning, not just to ourselves, but to you. And our lives mean something. And we thank you. There is an original blueprint. There's a way for us to walk. And you say this. You say, this is the way. Walk in it. And we thank you for that. We thank you for all that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Amen. I really like in the beginning there, Patrick was talking about there's no separation of church and state in my head. I think that is probably one of the deepest lies that we buy into from the enemy, because straight from the pit of hell. It's interesting because there's no in the American Constitution, there's no such thing as a separation of church and state. The Constitution just tells the government it's not allowed to get into the church's business. That's all it says. And it never says that our faith isn't to be integrated into every part of our life and our business. It has to be. It has to be. We can't operate. I mean, we can operate outside of that, but I don't know what we're operating in. Integration, integrated. So my faith and my belief and my trust in Christ has to be, it has to permeate in all my actions and reactions and what I do. And yeah, I flunk. And you know what I do when I flunk? I thank God for their scriptures that tell me what to do when I flunk. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, it says he, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, is faithful and he's just, he's righteous. He's going to do it. He's faithful. He's just. And he will forgive us our sins. And not even for the ones we confess. He forgives us for the ones we don't even know about. Because then it says, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, we just integrate his word, we integrate his life, and we go about the doing. And when we have our moments of failure, he's always there. He's always there. He's always there. And, the world's nuts. We live, every day I look, I go, wow, I am truly living in an upside down world. And I think I'm walking right side up, but everybody tells me I'm walking upside down. So it's kooky out there. And that's why we have to keep going back. We have to just keep going back. I have to go back to the truth. And then I just have to allow that truth be integrated deeply into my heart and my life. So there is no separation of church and state in my head. Anyway, I actually, that's a good one. I love that. Anyway, let's pray as we go into our day. The rest of our day. I know a lot of you are deep into your day. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for the time together. We thank you that you came, you lived, you died, you rose, all Lord, so that we can have a life that's worth living, and we can have companies that are worth working with, and we can have a blueprint that's worth following. You did that all for us so that we can have all of that, and then we can enjoy something much more than just a few morsels of gold or silver here on earth, but Lord, that we can have so much more in a life even to come. We thank you for everything you're doing, the training us up. Everything that you're doing in our life is integrated to train us up and to make us the men and women you want us to be. Lord, for we're going to have an opportunity in the future to serve you like we've never dreamed of. And we thank you that we can look forward to that as well. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this great country that we live in, even as upside down as it seems every day. We thank you that we can celebrate, Lord, a 4th of July where we can say, thank God we can still get up, go to church, and the government isn't telling the preachers what to say, and the government isn't telling us what to think. They might want to try, but they're not telling us what to think today, and we can still think freely, and the word can be preached freely. We thank you for that. We give you this day, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.